You know, I've been asked that question a lot of times. Donegal is one of those places you have to come to. You have to actually relax, prepare well, don't overdrive. Remember that it's a very, very long event. Lots of guys have tripped up on the very last day, on the last few stages. I won the rally for the first time when my big rival, Andrew Nesbitt, made a mistake on the last day with a lead of over a minute. And that just goes to show you, you can get complacent and make a mistake. So, as I say, the whole thing is about being steady, not too fast to put the car off, making sure your car is well prepared and be mentally well prepared. And to see if the weather is good, it is a grueling event. It's a grueling event on the car. The roads here are very abrasive, quite bumpy, but over the years have got a bit better. But you know, it's just one of those events that's unique. Definitely is unique.
As it, you have to set your stall out on the first day to sort of make sure you get through the first day before you can really go at it.
Well, you know, a lot of these rallies now are being taken as sprint rallies, and the guys go like mad from, you know, go 10 tenths from the word go. I don't think that's the right way to go about Donegal. I think you have to really try to get through the first day, stay in contention, not push it too hard. On the second day, you know, just feel your way along, see who is pushing for the one, and try and stay on their heels. And really, the Saturday evening is the time to make your move. That's what I've always tried to do. And on Sunday, it's a cruise home usually, you know.
It's a three-day event. Donegal's the only three-day event left in the Tarmac Championship. There was a survey done a couple of years ago where the competitors all give their views, and over 80% of them wanted it to remain a three-day. Do you think that Donegal has to be a three-day event?
Well, I voted for a three-day event, but I'm being purely selfish, you know, and I think most of the drivers done the same. You know, 3 days of rallying, there's nowhere in Europe you will go to get that there at this level. I mean, it's just a fantastic event from that point of view. You have the build-up on Thursday night. You have the start of the rally, which, to be fair, maybe doesn't be as well attended as it used to be in the old days, but it's still a great, great feeling to be rallying on a Friday afternoon. You come into the finish, you know, there's always a nice carnival atmosphere on the Friday evening, and you start the rally in real earnest on the Saturday morning. It's usually a fairly early start, maybe heading for the Fannin Peninsula. I'm not sure where it's going this year, but, you know, you get down there on a Saturday morning, you have a full day's racing, full day, and it's usually packed with drama, with the scenery, with the crowds. And, you know, that three-day format, I just think it's fantastic. There's nowhere else to get it, you know.